Duffield's Club were the first quarter coming in.
Yeah.
That's Linden. And there weren't any more then. Until you come to Witchbonk. That was the second quarry in Haslingden. And then 2 mile up Green Road from Witchbonk. That'd be out to 2 mile, it's outside. Jameson's quarry.
Yeah.
Now Jameson's were a funny old place for Jameson's. It split the Jamesons. One went up here, one went up there. And it had been dormant for years and years and years. And I were working, we were all working then, in Witchbonk, about a mile and a half away, 2 mile.
Mm.
We never known it worked, Jamesons.
No.
And then all at once it started up.
Do you know why?
Yeah, I'll tell you in a minute. 1922, 1937, that'll be about it. It opened up in 1938, and it opened up on Ministry of Defence contracts.
Right.
One were to provide substantial footings for a place at going into, I think we were going into Rishton. And it was a big aircraft electrical place.
Oh, yeah.
What are they called?
ROF.
A bit. Well, yeah.
Like,
I think there would be one at Blackburn, wasn't there?
There was, yeah. Like a munitions.
That's, yeah. So that was. But the main contract for them was Middleton. They built an airfield at Middleton.
Yeah. And did you ever work there?
Yeah, of course we did.
Yeah. They moved you on.
Yeah. They offered us fourpence an hour to go there. So, Witchbonk emptied.
Yeah. It would do, wouldn't it?
Plus transport from Adland Centre back there. And that, mind you, Orange Bank didn't empty. Mason didn't leave.
No.
Just the grafters.
Would you say it was more mechanised at Jameson? Were they using any machines for sewing?
They were mechanised. In as much as they had an automatic crusher.
Yeah.
So instead of just swinging your hammer all day, they had an automatic crusher.
So that's what they were after, really, for
they were after
concrete.
They were after rubble busters. That's all they wanted.
Yeah.
They didn't want no, there were no dread stone came out.
No.
Not at all. They came and the two good cranes, that were one of the major alterations for, they had two cranes on wheels.
Right.
They could only lift about, a ton, but they could pull the rock out and move it over. And the main man there were Jim Fox. He came from Falrig in Colne.
Yeah.
And he was a shot fighter.
Yeah.
And he could drop rocks just where he wanted.
Yeah.
Out of the face. He used to drill. And there's no compression up there.
No.
They're all hit, turn.
Right, so they weren't using pneumatic tools.
No, they'd no pneumatic up there, no.
Right.
And Foxy could do it. He didn't do any drilling or hammering.
No.
He had big gang, one of the main hammer swingers was a man called Prendergast, a big Irishman. Yeah. Bloody hell, he were a big chap. But when he hit that, when the jacket flew in, and every time they hit it, the man on the jacket turned it once.
Yeah.
He did again, turned a bit more.
Yeah.
That's how they drill. They were drilling all day and Fox would just do it at night.
Right, so you'd take them all day.
Knocked off, everybody got home.
Yeah.
Just Fox and his men would hang on and blow what they had for the day after.
Right.